From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A renewed Syrian ceasefire could become a reality. The UN envoy, Stephane de Mistura, says he wants a two-month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria back on track. He met Tuesday with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow. The UN envoy discussed trying to restore a piecemeal ceasefire to Syria with the Russian diplomat.
The cessation of hostilities is crucial, and we all hope, and we have to be cautious, but we all hope that this indication that perhaps in the next few hours we'll be able to have also a relaunch of the cessation hostilities under whatever name we want to call it, silence or non-silence. What the Syrians want to hear is no bombs, no rockets, no shelling, no aerial bombing anymore, and no canisters, so that they can start believing in what we are trying to do with them.
The ceasefire between pro-government forces and rebel fighters began in February, leading to a dramatic drop in violence that has slowly eroded as both sides allege repeated violations. The UN Security Council has approved a resolution demanding all parties protect hospitals, healthcare providers, and medical facilities against violence and be held accountable in case they don't. It follows a series of deadly attacks on hospitals and war zones worldwide. Here's UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
Let us be clear. Intentional and direct attacks on hospitals are war crimes. Denying people access to essential health care is a serious violation of international humanitarian law.
Last year, the UN verified 59 attacks against 34 hospitals, according to Ban. This is VOA News. A U.S. Navy SEAL was killed Tuesday by fire from the Islamic State group outside the U.S.-held city of Mosul. And Defense Secretary Ash Carter acknowledged it is a combat death as the U.S. expands its role in the northern part of Iraq. The SEAL, who has not been further identified, is the third U.S. serviceman to die while fighting in Iraq since the U.S.-led coalition launched its campaign against the Islamic State in the summer of 2014. In October, a special operations soldier was killed in a raid on an IS prison in northern Iraq. In March, an American Marine was killed in an IS attack at a newly established U.S. base outside of Mosul. As voters in the U.S. state of Indiana go to the polls to vote in their primary election, Texas Senator Ted Cruz is calling Republican rival Donald Trump utterly immoral, a pathological liar, a serial philanderer, and a narcissist at a level this country has never seen. Cruz unloaded on Trump as voters in Indiana were casting their ballots in that state's primary. Polls show Cruz significantly behind Trump in a state that Cruz has said is crucial to stopping the billionaire businessman. Cruz calls Trump's claims that his father was involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy kooky and nuts, says that Trump doesn't know the differences between truth and lies, and most of what he says is a mindless yell. Now, despite Cruz's criticisms of Trump, he has not ruled out supporting him if he becomes the Republican nominee. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton says she's turning her attention to the general election. The Democratic frontrunner said in an MSNBC interview Tuesday that her attention needs to be on beating GOP frontrunner Trump if he wins the nomination fight. She adds that such a matchup would be a tough campaign against a candidate who will literally say or do anything. Clinton called his statements on issues like foreign policy, abortion, and wages crazy. She said Trump has given no indication that he understands the gravity of the responsibilities that go with being commander-in-chief. Spain's King Felipe has signed a decree dissolving parliament, triggering new elections scheduled for June 26th. The king took the action Tuesday during an appearance with parliamentary speaker Patxi López after a May 2nd deadline passed for the existing parliament to form a government. This is the first time Spain has had to hold repeat elections since it became a democracy in 1975. Spain has been a political stalemate since December 20th, when parliamentary elections resulted in no party getting enough support to form a government on its own. Read more at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.